Welcome, everybody, to the Motivational Trainer, and today's podcast is Taking Immediate Action. Maybe. With that silent pause. So before we get started, leave me a review. Click the subscribe button. A 5-star rating would be welcome. That helps folks gain more access to me. But the reason that I wanted to talk about taking massive and immediate action is there's so much information out there. We're starving for information. But what it lacks is wisdom. And some motivational speakers, some folks on YouTube will tell you that to make a change, it has to be massive and immediate. And I question that. That's not necessarily how we've structured the motivational trainer program. And the reason is risk. So with every decision, there's an associated risk. And by taking massive and immediate action, that's a high-risk environment. And I'm not saying that might not be right for you. But the reason that I've structured the motivational training the way I have is because it's to work through high-risk situations as well as low-risk situations. And the reason that we don't initially recommend taking massive and immediate action is because I feel folks get spontaneous in certain situations, and they dive right into certain situations, and they might not necessarily have done all their homeworks to be successful in that environment. Because there are always things that we can't foresee, whether it's starting our own company, changing from one company to another company, investing in certain assets. Whatever it is you plan on doing, there's going to be risks associated with that. And what we try to do here at the Motivational Trainer is we try to stack the chips in our favor so we minimize those risks but still recognize a significant return. And I'll give you an example. And the reason I say this is because I was that person. 4 years ago, I jumped into a highly risky situation in an industry that I thought I knew relatively about, and I was terribly wrong. And I got myself into a $40,000 investment that I couldn't get myself out of for 2 years. I had a two-year obligation, and basically I hemorrhaged $20,000 for 2 years in an environment that I thought I was prepared for, but I really wasn't. It was really a situation that I did not do the necessary homework. And I didn't fully understand what I was getting myself into. And I didn't fully understand what it took to be successful in that landscape. And I kind of, depending on other folks, big mistake number one, whatever you're doing, you're doing. Don't depend on anybody else. Because if you think the neighbor down the street is going to be there in tough times, if you think your brother-in-law is going to be there in tough times, you think your own family is going to be there, if you are looking to do a business venture, but they're not fully invested in that, or they might have gave okay financial advice because it's worked out for them, doesn't always seem to work out in your favor. And so whatever you choose to do, you're on an island, and you got to burn boats. So you need to know that to be successful in what you want to do, you are ultimately responsible, and you are the only one that's going to get you there. You can't, rule number one, and I learned this the hard way, you cannot depend on anybody else, because if you depend on somebody else, you're setting yourself up for failure because they're not invested in it. They don't care. Maybe they're content with their 9-to-5 or whatever they're doing. Maybe they had some lucky fortune in some aspects of the stock market, but didn't fully understand what it takes to have the longevity to be successful in that environment. So you really have to depend on yourself. You have to do your own homework. You have to get advice from capable folks that are going to give you good advice because they're a content expert in what they're doing, not just Joe Schmo, one-hit wonder who just kind of got lucky. So that's why I say don't take massive and immediate action because, one, I think folks don't research what they're looking to do enough, and, two, I think folks underestimate their financial situation. And if you don't have the necessary capital, if you don't have the necessary reserves to not distract you from the day-to-day things that you're looking to do, you're going to run into trouble. And it's going to become a distraction. And what those distractions do is they pull your focus away from what you're trying to get accomplished. So what we do here at the Motivational Trainer is we don't necessarily rip the Band-Aid off in every situation. Some situations warrant it. But what we really try to do is we try to build healthy habits as a good foundation. And once you have these healthy habits as a good foundation, even if you're less risky or even more risky, situation does not work out in your favor, it's not knee-jerk. And at least you'll have the focus, at least you'll have good habits, at least you'll have the mindset to withstand it. What a lot of people do is they jump into a situation and they haven't built a good foundation, and then at the first sight of trouble, they bail. And then next thing you know, they're at square one, going back down, back to the same old thing that they were trying to get away from, and now even a step behind that, because now they have the mindset of, oh, I failed. And they don't have the proper mindset. And look, with the motivational trainer, failure is an opportunity, and failure is a good thing. You know, I always equate it to working out and being physically fit. What that does to the muscle is it fails. When you build muscle, your muscle fails. And that's how you build the biggest muscle, because that muscle fails, and from failure comes a bigger muscle. And that's exactly how that works. And that's exactly the mindset you have to have. Because, like Mark Cuban says, the great thing about being an entrepreneur, or his situation, is he failed multiple times, but he only had to hit it once. He only had to hit it big once. And that's all you have to do with whatever endeavor you're looking at. But you have to have that mindset. It can't be a Hail Mary, I'm just kind of going into this thing blind, because there's going to be adversity. There's going to be setbacks, and there's going to be times where you're going to have to really stretch those resources that you have. And if you don't have a good foundation, if you're not building healthy habits, if you don't have rituals behind you, then when adversity hits, it's going to expose you. Most folks get scared, and most folks run right back to what got them in trouble in the first place, and they're in a worse position. And a lot of times, you burn bridges. You've exhausted resources, mostly financial resources, and then you're backtracking. So the theme of the show was to not get knee-jerk with it, not get crazy with it, recognize you need a change, and then start doing subtle things to get to that change. And if that change happens this time, great. If it doesn't happen this time, you'll at least have those healthy habits that'll put you in a good position for round two. So if that sounds interesting to you, please get on my calendar. I would love to hear where you're currently at, what you're currently experiencing, and how the motivational trainer can help you. And you have a great day, everybody.